ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وعجبا أتكون الخلافة بالصحابة ولا تكون بالصحابة والقرابة
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "How strange! Could the caliphate be through the Prophet's companionship, but not through his companionship and his kinship?"
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, one of the great lessons which we learn from the truly universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is this concept about being moderate between worldliness and religiousness, as well as having a conduct that is that of a peacemaker. Allahu Akbar. We find that in the government of Imam Ali alayhi salam, when all of the Muslims came and unanimously agreed upon the caliphate of Imam Ali, we find that in his government, Imam Ali wanted such men who were able to be moderate between worldliness and religiousness with the same spirit as the Holy Prophet had. So, of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam brought people into the government. He brought people into the forefront. People such as Ammar Yasir and Salman al-Muhammadi, Salman al-Farsi, and people like Abu Dhar Ghaffari, Malik-e Ashtar. These were the kind of people that Imam Ali alayhi salam brought to the forefront in his government. Of course, these people were moderate between worldliness and religiousness. And so what exactly does this mean? Well, of course, brothers and sisters, we need to be moderate between worldliness and religiousness, meaning that we should work in the world, we should earn wealth in the world, we should be educated in the world, we should be able to provide for our families in this world. Of course, with the end goal of being the satisfaction of Allah. And at the same time, we need to be religious. We cannot sacrifice one for the other. Of course, if it came down to it, we would need to sacrifice our worldliness for our religiousness, as that is the way. So Imam Ali in his government, he was looking for these kind of people. And this is one of the lessons which we learn, is to be moderate between worldliness and religiousness. For surely Islam is a moderate religion. It is a religion that is in the middle of the path. It is on neither extremes. And finally, Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted people in his government and therefore wants us to be people who direct people towards the right path, towards the path of God, towards the path of the Quran, towards the path of nobility and righteousness. And of course, he always wanted his government officials to have conduct such that of peacemakers. They wanted to make peace across the land. They did not want to create discord and fitna. Very profound lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Today I would like to focus on examples from non-Muslims who admire the sermons of Amir al-Mu'mineen, especially when it comes to Nahj al-Balagha. And we are talking about the non-Muslims of the present day. The example, as far as you know, non-Muslim entity is concerned, those who appreciated the wisdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen even after 14 centuries is the United Nations Organization. In the year 2002, UN actually issued a report regarding the Middle East. The title was Liberating Human Capabilities, and the subtitle of that report is Governance, Human Development, and the Arab World. So they have a survey of, you know, how the Arab societies work. And then they have solutions there, recommendations of what they should do. And just so that the Arabs don't feel bad about it, that, you know, UN is saying we should follow the example of the West, they actually say you don't need to go here and there for the example. They said you go back to your own history and look at the example of your Caliph Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. It's an irony that the Arab world is being told to follow the example of Ali by United Nations. And in that actual report, in one area, they have a box where they have actual excerpts from the letter that Amir al-Mu'mineen wrote to Malik Ashtar about, you know, the principles of governance. Of course, they haven't put everything there, but main important points there. And so this is important to realize that even now, when people look at the history of Islam, you know, the example of Amir al-Mu'mineen, his words, his ideas, and his example basically is still a guidance and light for the people in the modern times. And this is what I would say, you know, this is a challenge for us, the Shias. Shouldn't we be ahead of all others in studying Nahj al-Balagha? Think about it.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.